from KQED.
On a recent Thursday evening at the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco, the star of the show was not the giant T-Rex skeleton in the lobby, but a small-framed, energetic Silicon Valley entrepreneur speaking about personal genetics.
So I want to ask this audience, how many people have ever had a genetic test? So my goal is in the next 10 years that every single one of you would raise your hand.
Ann Wojcicki is CEO of the consumer gene testing company 23andMe. She made a splash a few years back when she hosted celebrity spit parties with her husband, Google co-founder Sergey Brin. Wojcicki says since 2007, more than 500,000 customers have sent in a saliva sample and gotten information that included their risks for developing cardiac disease and breast cancer, as well as genetic traits, such as how fast they metabolize caffeine. But last November, the FDA ordered 23andMe to stop sales of its $99 tests.
The government crackdown on genetic testing company 23andMe.
The FDA said in a very public letter that the company's test kit was a medical device that needed to be regulated and that 23andMe failed to prove it was interpreting health results accurately. Ann Wojcicki says the ruling has hit her company hard.
As a result, we've had to stop offering our healthcare service. And it's had a significant impact because it's one of the main things that people think about when they think about their genetic information is they want the health interpretation.
So now 23andMe is working with the FDA in an effort to once again be able to offer health information. Meanwhile, the company based in Mountain View can still provide ancestry information. That's already a crowded field.
They're not going to be bringing in as many new customers with as many new genomes if they can only offer ancestry information.
Hank Greeley directs the Center for Law and Biosciences at Stanford. He says dwindling sales will impact the company's efforts to build a sizable research database, and that's important to its business strategy.
For those customers who agreed to it by signing a somewhat opaque consent form, they can sell that information to pharma and bio. But without lots of new customers coming in, that service becomes less attractive to pharma and biotech.
Some have criticized 23andMe for planning to sell anonymized data, but Wojcicki is unapologetic.
23andMe partners with those companies because those are the people who are making therapies. And if we want to get better therapies for breast cancer and you want to get better therapies for asthma and migraines and all kinds of the other conditions that impact our lives, we have to work with pharma companies.
And here's where consumer genetics isn't just about the consumer. All that genetic information or big data can be used to run studies in search of medical breakthroughs. That means any company that wants to stay at the forefront has to keep up with the changing science. Right now, consumer gene tests look at fewer than a million places on our genetic blueprints where the DNA varies among people. Here's another way of saying it.
An entire set of 23 human chromosomes is called a genome. The human genome is composed of 3 billion base pairs. Variation at a single base pair is called a SNP, or single nucleotide polymorphism.
But a SNP is just a fraction of the entire genome. Scientists say the key to the future of genetics lies in sequencing the whole genome.
We know that the world has been quite focused on getting the so-called $1,000 genome.
Vance Fenier thinks his company's done it. He is VP of Reproductive and Genetic Health at San Diego-based Illumina. The company has just unveiled a system it claims can sequence a human genome for $1,000. That's a big drop from the nearly $3 billion it cost to sequence the first genome in 2003.
I think the story of the next 5 years is to see that affordability spread more and more to broader segments of society and to clinical laboratories specifically.
Vanier was CEO of an early consumer gene testing company. And while he believes genetic testing will continue to be done primarily through medical professionals, he still sees a place for consumer gene tests. After all, Vanier says, there was a time home pregnancy tests had to be done in a doctor's office.
I think the pattern you see is as information gets better understood and as there are more social safeguards around it to protect from a misuse of it, then there's increasing comfort of how it can evolve into the consumer market.
And so the debate continues. between those who believe accessing your DNA has become a basic right and those who believe gene tests are better left to a doctor. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.